Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
I'm Jessica Belvani.
And you're listening to the Escapist Comics Podcast.
Recording at Escapist Comics.
Bookstore. At
3090 Claremont Avenue.
In.
Are we recording a bumper?
Yeah, I mean, we could just use this as a bumper.
Not anymore. We can't because I ruined it.
Yeah. We were almost there. Well, we are very excited. We have a very special guest in the studio. The special guest I'll allow to introduce themselves. Oh, sorry. He's not having a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You try again.
I'll try again.
Yeah, I think it's worse.
Yeah, that's definitely worse. Yes, as you can probably tell by our audio, our special guest is none other than Disney Presents Star Wars The Mandalorian's Tales, The Child.
Oh, such an honor.
Yeah, such an honor to have Disney Plus Presents The Mandalorian, A Star Wars Stories, The Child.
The Child.
Here in store.
Thank you for joining us, the child. He sounds a little happier.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's better. He's got
that little
up.
He got that little ball thing for Mando's ship, and he's
right.
Playing with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And a frog.
And a frog, and the bowl that he sips tea out of. Although, I think it's soup. Don't they say in the episode, it's like, I gave you this soup. It's made of acorns.
They have acorns?
I mean, you know, they have, like...
They also have maize.
This toy comes with, it just says frog and bowl.
Right.
And, like, that's not a frog. Frogs have two eyes. This has one eye.
Right.
But
maybe
I guess...
he lost it in war.
The Star War.
Solo.
Yeah. That's what the title Solo's about. This frog only has one eye.
I didn't see it,
it's
though.
A solo. But you know the thing that happens in it.
No, I meant none of them. I've never seen Star Wars.
Did you see Solo?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah.
Of course I did.
I don't know. I didn't.
Not a heathen.
I didn't see it until pretty recently.
All right. Well, yeah. Fair. And at least you saw it.
I did. Yeah, I was like, and I would say that in terms of like sheer entertainment value, it's the I liked the prequels more than Solo.
I liked Solo.
I thought Solo. The problem I had with Solo was that I was just like, I was so distracted by how he got his last name at the beginning.
Yeah.
That was incredibly stupid.
I already forgot what that was.
Oh, well, he's like, my name's Han. What's your last name? I don't have one. It's just me. I'm alone. Han Solo. Your last name's Solo. When he joins the military.
That's right, yeah.
It was so stupid.
Which is why I forgot.
Yeah. I like the Chewbacca stuff. I like his team. But then at the beginning, they're like, he lives on this planet where that is overruled by this person. And he lives with this person. And none of that matters after like the first 5 minutes.
Nope.
So.
Yeah.
Which I guess is like a neat misdirect, but also don't.
I guess I had very low expectations going into it.
Sure.
Completely the lowest as possible. I'm like, this is going to be a terrible movie. And then
right.
I came up going, hell, that was all right.
Yeah,
so
all right.
I think that's really what it was. But I did watch it again recently on Disney Plus, and I still enjoyed it. Like,
okay.
Still, yeah. It all still right. Held up for me. So I guess my expectations were still pretty low.
Right.
Like, this rewatch probably isn't going to be as good. And I was like, I still don't mind.
Yeah.
It's still okay. I just hate the prequels so much.
The prequels are especially bad. We'll be right back after this short break. And we're back. Yeah, so we don't need to talk about the movie that came out 4 years ago.
I mean, what else is there to talk about?
How about a comic that I read this week that I really liked a lot? It's a couple weeks old at this point, but they've been doing this Marvel Snapshot series where every issue spotlights a different character, and they just put out one about Cyclops.
Yeah.
And what drew me to it is someone on Twitter said, this is what happens when you let someone write a Cyclops comic who actually likes Cyclops.
Aw, poor Cyclops.
It occurs to me that that's not, like, I feel like if you, okay, I feel like I know the answer. Who's your favorite X-Man?
I have two.
Right. Rogue and Gambit, right?
No.
Oh.
No, Emma Frost and Jean Grey.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought you really, I don't know, I thought Rogue was up there.
That's my husband's favorite.
Oh, okay, because I remember at your wedding there was a picture of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, that's probably a choice
they
made.
That's his, like, favorite cover, like, romantic. It's, like, the most romantic cover of X-Men.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's true. There's no more romantic X-Men cover.
Yeah.
Unless you count the one where Kitty Pryde's like, Professor Xavier's a jerk. That one, that was at your wedding.
That'd be weird.
It's Mark's favorite cover. Does he listen to this show?
He finally downloaded it for the first time.
But that's not a listen.
I mean, he does sponsor our Patreon, though.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So I feel good about that.
Right. Emma Ross and Jean Grey. Okay, cool. But, like, so if you were writing an X-Men book, you'd probably give them a lot of cool shit to do. You give them all the best lines. I feel like Cyclops is nobody's favorite.
No.
I like Cyclops. He's not my favorite.
No.
My favorite is Colossus and Nightcrawler.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's when I first started reading X-Men comics. It was that era.
Yeah.
I wasn't born in the 70s. I wasn't alive when they were coming out. But, like, you know, when you start.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cyclops is, like, isn't the top of anyone's list. And I guess this writer, I don't have the comic in front of me, so I don't know, but it's Marvel Snapshot Cyclops. Basically, it's about Cyclops leading up to him discovering that he has powers and how he, like, sort of has this hero worship thing for Reed Richards, because the Fantastic Four was, like, new on the scene, which I appreciate. Yeah, bringing it all together. He's like this, like, yeah, everyone likes the pretty girl or the hot fire kid or the monster, but I was really, like, the leader guy. He's clearly the one holding us all together, and that's the one that he idolized.
Yeah.
And then the comic jumps to the present where he and Reed are actually clashing about something. Because now with all the Krakoa...
Is it over Franklin?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Actually, I think it jumps to, like, the 90s when he's, like, got the exposed, the Jim Lee costume, the exposed hair and everything. They're they're arguing about something. It would make sense if it was about Franklin.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I read the comic a few weeks ago. But it was very, very good. And
the art's really good, too.
Yeah, and it's got a dope Alex Ross cover.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of stores order. We have plenty of it, so check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Alex Ross covers, well, if you want Alex Ross covers, there's plenty to choose from.
There's
Your
plenty.
Favorite character will definitely be, hopefully, on it.
He's been doing all the X-Men lately. Like, there was a Storm one. There's a Beast one right now. But this
one, there's a Jean Grey or Emma Frost one. I haven't seen it yet.
And
I will. I also love Medusa. She's also one of my favorite X-Men as well. Or X-Men. Sorry.
Right.
Inhumans.
Inhumans, yeah. they don't care. They're not. No, they're not mutants. They're their own thing.
Yeah.
I was like, they're like aliens, sort of. No, they're...
Sort of. They have alien DNA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I chose the Black Widow cover of Alex Ross. I'm showing Jacob.
Cover.
I'm showing the podcast.
It's cool because you can tell that they're like, hey, Alex Ross, we need you to paint this character. And he's like, great. And they're like, wait, do you want us to specify what costume? And he's like, I'll make the right choice.
Yeah, exactly. And Halloween's coming up and I'm like, well, there's nothing cool to do on Halloween. Then it turns out I have to work at the brewery and we're actually open now.
Okay.
And I was like, shit, now I do have to get a costume. So I was like, Black Widow has blonde hair again. That's an easy costume, real quick to do. And she looks super awesome and super easy on this one. She's
yeah.
Got awesome 60s hair, too.
You could totally make... are you going to try to make her, like, wrist things?
Yeah, I was going to try to make her wristbands as well.
Out of what?
Not sure.
Yeah, well, like, what comes... What's
I could do it out of the foam. Out of, like...
Oh, yeah.
That'd actually be pretty easy. And then you just glue it together real quick.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, LD... 40,
WD-40. WD-40 is how you wanted to, if you wanted to break them apart, like Gorilla Glue.
Yeah. You
just Gorilla Glue.
No, I was trying to think of the phone. Was it, it's LD something.
Oh.
We're obviously not cosplayers here.
Right.
We're not professionals.
I was Wolverine 2 Halloweens ago.
Yeah.
One of my favorite experiences. I was still working on ships, and I had the leather jacket, and I got someone on my team to do my hair, and I shaved into sideburns, and I was like, oh my, I've, like...
I remember the picture.
I have a rule that I don't repeat Halloween costumes. I still have all the stuff to do it, so I could just do it again. And yeah. I don't repeat costumes.
I know, I don't either.
I reached out to my cosplaying friend, my friend Lily, and I was like, hey, I'm going to do Wolverine. Do you have any advice on like how to make the claws? Because I just want to make the claws myself. And she's like, here's a website where you could buy them. And I'm like, oh. That's the advice. Don't make them. I bought a pack of plastic butter knives and a thing of aluminum foil, and I was like, this is gonna look so dope.
It's not gonna look, it's gonna look terrible.
I'm so glad I bought them. I would look like an asshole.
I'm also thinking that I could probably just go online and buy these super easily.
Yeah.
Black Widow's super popular.
Well, does she wear those in the movie? Like the things around her wrist? I feel like she uses like more normal conventional weapons.
I think she has ones in her wrist.
Okay.
I feel like she does. I also need a belt.
Oh, with the black hourglass thingy.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And that's something you'll wear the rest of your life, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's how for this year I'm going as Napoleon Dynamite.
Sorry.
Yeah. Because my wife loves llamas, and she wanted to go as a llama, and so this week
it's to go as a llama.
So this way it's still a couple's costume, because remember when he tries to feed the llama the tuna?
Yeah.
So we're just going to be in our house, and I'm going to put tuna on crackers and chase her around.
I mean, that sounds like a weird sex thing.
Yeah, well. All the people at our Zoom Halloween party would be like, we get it. It's one scene.
Anyway.
Black Widow. Black Widow. Okay, yeah. Right.
So this new Black Widow series started. I feel like they've been trying to do a Black Widow series over and over again the last couple of years, and they just keep canceling it.
Right.
I think the last one they did with, oh my God, why am I blanking? On.
Was it Mark Waid?
I think it was Mark Waid.
Yeah. He also did the Invisible Woman series, which was good.
Yeah, and it was really good. Yeah. But it was like 6 issues, maybe, and then it was over.
Was it supposed to be a miniseries?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It was super short. It was really good and didn't have a lot of words, which I really liked. So I was like, I can read it in 2 seconds, but it was just all action.
Right.
And this one's kind of similar to that as well. This is by Kelly Thompson, Elena Casagrande, and Jordi Belair. All women.
Cool.
On a Black Widow comic.
Oh, nice.
Finally. It's like my dream come true. And it's really good.
Nice.
So the first issue is basically about Black Widow gets killed. Or so we think, anyways. Mm-hmm. She gets shot. She gets like blown out of a window. Clint sees it happen. Hawkeye, for people who don't know. And then that's it. We don't know what happened to her. It's been a year later. There's like some kind of blip on the radar that maybe someone spots her, and it's like a newscast. I think they see her on camera, and she just like walks by on camera, like behind like a newscast basically.
Hmm.
And then Clint gets word of this. He contacts Bucky. He's like, did you see this happen? And they're like, well, if she was alive, she would never let that happen, you know, if she was in hiding.
Right.
So they track her to San Francisco, and it turns out that she's living in some like fancy Sausalito home with some rich millionaire.
Hmm.
And she's completely lost her memory. So we think, anyways. This is what leading up to this. And she has a baby. She's just living like this normal, rich, fancy, rich girl life.
Mm-hmm. And it's like unclear whether she's like undercover or brainwashed or what.
Yeah.
Okay.
But by the end of the second issue, it's pretty clear, like, she has no idea what's going on.
Oh, okay.
And then there's maybe some plot with Arcade. We don't really know what's going on.
Ugh.
I know, you hate Arcade.
He's a dumb idea. Like, all my suspension of disbelief flies out the window once Arcade shows up.
I don't know.
Do you want to kill someone, but also want it to be super expensive and possibly they don't get killed?
I don't know. People these days with, like, Battle Royale type games and stuff like that, like, modernized Arcade, I think, works.
Yeah, like, I think that what Arcade, what was missing from the early Arcade appearances in the 80s was, like, this should be a show. Like, okay, if Arcade was part of the, like, okay, if they revealed that Arcade used to be a part of the Mojoverse and then he, like, escaped,
Right. Sure,
I totally get it.
Yeah.
And he's, like, trying to use this both to, like, because why would you have someone fight a evil robot version of themselves in a pinball machine funhouse situation if it's not for someone else's entertainment?
Yeah, and that's what he does. There's an Elektra series,
right,
which was very similar to that, where it's like a casino and it's like a big game, and yeah, everyone's betting against each other.
Sure.
Who's gonna die.
Totally.
And that's what he did.
Right.
And I was like, that totally makes sense.
He's the one who like
the kingpin and like
Yeah, he's the one who like facilitates the or the game itself, right. You know. Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, yeah, and so no, I think it's something similar to that in this as well, yeah, which I like.
Yeah.
So I really like the series. I'm excited. I'm happy it's an all-female team finally.
Cool.
On a, yeah.
Except for Alex Ross on the cover.
Except for Alex Ross on the cover. But it's a great cover.
It is a really nice
I
cover.
I love her 60s hair.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
It reminds, he did a run of DC posters that look exact. It's the same thing. It's just like the characters from like the mid-waist up. White background, just in their classic icon. Like, there's that one video of Plastic Man where Plastic Man's like bending his arm up to be like a bicep, yeah, which I tried to do when I was Plastic Man for Halloween a few years ago. It does not work.
The best Plastic Man costume, though, was yours.
Oh my god. I was so, like, that's the other best day of my life. I just love Halloween, full stop.
I love Halloween.
I miss that we can't do parties and everything this year. Yeah. I remember when lockdown started, I was like, alright, everybody, we have 5 months to get our shit together.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we don't get to fucking do Halloween.
Exactly.
What do you think, Disney Plus Presents Mandalorian, A Star Wars Story's The Child? Big yeah, fan of Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
He's going to be dressed as E.T. dressed as the ghost.
He's going to have a sheet over the top of him. Right.
No, he's got an E.T. costume and oh, then a sheet over the E.T. costume.
Yeah, right, right. Totally. Yeah. Well, since we've been away for a while,
yes,
a few weeks, there's been some emergencies and hospitalizations. And
yeah, but you're better. Stuff.
I'm fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, don't ask. If you don't know me, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, we've fallen behind on a lot of the news, but I mean, there's still plenty of comics to talk about. Have yeah, we talked about ginseng roots on the show yet?
No. Are okay, we going to?
Oh, we don't have to.
I don't know. You can talk about it. Okay. If you want.
it's Craig Thompson's yeah, nonfiction follow up to Blankets. Mm-hmm. It's about his pairing his adolescence with his modern day. He goes back to his hometown where he, when he was a kid, because his family was super broke, every summer he would work at ginseng farms and like pull ginseng for, or throw, you know, or move rocks so they could plant more ginseng, various farming tasks. And the art is gorgeous. And it's also about the history and significance of ginseng. And also, he has a sister who is not in Blankets at all. Did you read Blankets?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm already bored.
It's really cute, and the art's great.
The art is really good. I feel yeah, great.
And if you,
I thought Blankets was just like, it's like, I never suggest it to anybody unless they're a 30-year-old male.
Okay. I read it in high school, and I thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah. But because, like, you know, I feel like a lot of people, because I identified with him a lot because he's, like, this skinny nerd who likes comics. And then it's about, like, his incredible, over-romanticized, super high school drama relationship with this girl. But also, like, you know, it flashes back to his childhood and his weird religious upbringing and his somewhat abusive parents. It's, yeah. You know.
Right. Yeah. But I do love Habibi, and I love Space Dumplings.
Right.
I think those books are absolutely great.
Yeah, he's a master really of good. Yeah,
and his art is amazing. Mm-hmm. So, I think this is hilarious. In
sure.
News world. Sorry, That's okay. We have so much news. Luke Hemsworth, the third Hemsworth brother.
From Hunger Games? That's Liam.
No, yeah, this is the third brother.
Okay.
The one that's never spoken
there's
of.
There's four. I thought there was four in total.
I believe there's three.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there four?
And then one of them, he's like, he like had a guest spot in an episode of Law and Order, and he's like, I'm an actor too, boys!
Wait, okay, what's that? Chris, obviously.
Obviously.
The hottest.
Right.
All right.
Sure.
Then, yeah.
The most famous, definitely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Liam,
yeah, he's right, in Hunger Games, okay, and he's the one who's dating Miley Cyrus or something.
Was.
Oh.
Then he was dating somebody else, also hot, and then she dumped him as well. So he must have issues.
Something's wrong.
And there's another one. Then there's Luke, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Luke is also an actor, but also was like a stuntman.
Okay.
And he's the one that like no one talks about.
Was he a stuntman for his brothers in their movies?
I guess so.
Is
yeah,
like how?
But he's also like the shorter, not attractive one.
Like how Tom Hanks's brother does the voice of Woody in all the Toy Story video games because Tom Hanks is too busy for that shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, they made a really funny, I can't remember who did this joke, but there's like, he was like, Chris, Liam, no Hemsworth. And rates of attractiveness.
Sure.
Very funny. Poor guy. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So he wants to play X-Men's Wolverine alongside his brother, Chris Hemsworth. Thor in the MCU. I was like, good luck.
What's he look like? It would be following in the tradition of Australians, exclusively Australians playing Wolverine.
He looks like that.
Oh, he played Thor in...
I guess.
In that scene.
In that scene,
at the beginning of at the beginning of Ragnarok with Matt Damon as Loki.
Yeah.
Oh, that was him. That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, sure, whatever. Is he short? I feel like
he is shorter, yes. He's
okay.
Way shorter.
It'd be good to get
he
a short Wolverine.
Short, short, though. Well, I mean, it's Hemsworth short.
Wolverine's like, I think, 5'3", which is a particularly short man.
Right.
And I've always liked the fact that he's the shortest man on the X-Men. I feel like he should be the same height as Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
However, I don't know how tall Ellen Page is.
Very short.
Yeah, she's a runty one.
Yeah.
I mean, God, you look at her in Umbrella Academy, it's like, oh, so your power is short.
Yeah. Your power is short and your power is you never get old?
Yeah, she doesn't get old.
She like might have like one wrinkle on her forehead.
Yeah, she's like...
Like, who are you?
She's got to be 40, right?
No, she's probably like my age.
Oh, okay.
She's like 2 years from 40.
But she's in Umbrella Academy, she's playing someone 10 years younger than that? Because weren't they all born in... They were all born in 1989. So they're like... I mean, so was I.
Right.
So, yeah, she's like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's...
I'm going to Google Ellen Page age.
It's going to be like 38.
33, okay.
Is she really that young?
I mean, I guess we were about the same age when Juno came out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was out of high school.
Fuck you, Ellen Page.
Yeah. All right. I don't know.
She seems like a very nice lady.
Okay. In that case, 33 looks about right. Yeah, I was like, wow, she looks great. Oh,
yeah,
no, she looks...
Yeah, she does. She looks
great. That's about right. That's good, but about... That's what we were expecting.
Yeah. Wait, damn it. Wait, how do I look?
I think you look younger than 38?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you look 34.
I like how you're going down. Keep going. Thanks, Jacob.
No problem. You can totally play the violin one in the violin show.
I hate how she doesn't actually play the violin on her body.
What do you mean?
She doesn't. In the comics.
Oh, okay. I was like, what you're pantomiming right now is a cello. Which is a different... Yeah.
I have two things in my hand.
She doesn't turn into a violin.
She doesn't turn into a violin, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't... I bet they probably did a screen test and they were like, this looks stupid.
Probably.
Yeah, like same... Yeah.
They shouldn't have the money for it.
I was annoyed when David Tennant wasn't purple in Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Because I think that him looking alien is
important. They did try that.
They tried it and they were like, this looks stupid. Yeah.
Didn't they... There was a dream sequence where he was like purple.
Oh, okay.
She like sees him like or maybe her like color is off and she like sees him in the purple. And so they tried it.
The makeup test leaked.
Yeah.
Which was like, okay, cool. They really thought, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's it. But I don't know. Cuz like I guess they also changed it in Umbrella Academy because they didn't want her to have any powers, right? Like that anyways.
Well, she doesn't look like that until after she discovers her powers.
Oh, in the book, you mean?
In the book,
yeah. No, I meant in the show, though. Because, you know, they're like in the beginning of the show, how they're like talking about like how, she's the normal
She's the normal one, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, she does have powers.
Yeah, she does, yeah. But I think that, like, I mean, I haven't actually read Dallas. Mm-hmm. I just watched the show version. I don't know how accurate it is. Did you read Dallas?
That's the second one, right?
The second one, yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know. Considering how much I've enjoyed Umbrella Academy, I feel like I should go back. And then there's a third one.
Yeah, Apocalypse. No,
that's the first one. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should go back. But, like,
I should go back and read it.
I reread the first one after watching the first season of the show, and they changed a bunch of stuff. Like, the way that Klaus is characterized is super different.
Yeah.
And now with... the way season two ended, I feel like that, you know, you heard this thing that Netflix doesn't do third seasons?
But they are.
For Umbrella Academy?
Oh, well, I don't know about Umbrella Academy, but they do third seasons.
They do.
Yeah.
So, like, not as a rule.
Okay.
But, like, I read some theory that Netflix realizes that if they have a good first season, then people will tune in to get it.
Yeah.
Then if it's successful, then they renew it immediately, and then people will be like, more people will get subscriptions to get the second season.
Right.
But they found that the number of people who join for a third season is significantly less than for a second season. So they'd rather invest in a new show. And they always end on a cliffhanger, because they're like, well, you know, if there's a situation like Orange is the New Black or Stranger Things, I guess Orange is the New Black is like, it was so old that it sort of got grandfathered in. But like Stranger Things, they're going to do Stranger Things until the people making the show are like, we're done.
Right. Ozarks got renewed.
That's a Netflix original?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was on some like channel I never heard of, like Schitt's Creek. You know.
That got renewed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now it's over.
Yeah, now it's
but
over.
Yeah.
And now it's on Comedy Central.
Yeah, great. Yeah. That's totally makes sense there.
Good job, guys. Yeah.
But yeah, so if you have a Netflix, and then of course plenty of shows that have a first season that just peters out.
Right.
And that doesn't get renewed.
But. Yeah. Bad news for all movies.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's getting bumped till next year.
Yep.
Like everything else. Also, Candyman, or just every movie. Soul.
Everything. Soul is going to be, I think they're going to do like a limited, like a drive-in, probably some limited theatrical run for the states that are still like, we don't think you can catch COVID in movie theaters. Probably. But like Disney said it'll be on Disney Plus on Christmas Day. Which will be nice.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Yeah. Give us something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Thanks, Disney. You're not so soulless after all.
Yeah.
No, that movie's supposed to be hella sad. So we'll all just sit around and
I mean,
cry.
It's about a jazz musician who dies in the trailer.
Right.
And it's about the afterlife.
Yeah.
So.
We'll literally just sit on Christmas Day and just cry.
I'm excited. I think it looks great.
Everything
I've seen about it, the music sounds like it's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. People are already like annoyed that it's another Disney movie where the lead is a person of color who it is not in their body for most of the movie. But no. I think most of the movie is going to be flashbacks. I genuinely think that they're not going to do that again. Yeah. Probably. He's not going to be a soul the whole time. Because the poster is like him as a human, huge front and center, and then the soul version of him and another soul in the background.
Well, you know they did that on purpose.
Oh, put the guy front and center?
Yeah. Yeah. They probably have all the backlash. Did you watch Mulan?
No, I'm not going to pay $30.
Oh, I stole it.
Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah. I guess that's the alternative.
I mean, I obtained it legally.
Right, yeah. You have a friend's account, and that friend, first name, Lime. Last name, Wire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How did you know?
Right.
Oh, so we can't talk about that either. First, I liked it. I thought it was fine.
Sure.
I don't know why. You know what? I didn't have any emotional attachment, though, to the original movie.
Well,
so, I didn't, you know.
I mean, no Mushu and no music.
Right.
Which, you know, Mushu, sure. No, none of, like, the magic stuff. I totally get that.
There was magic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. But it didn't have the musical numbers.
No.
All right, I'm still going to watch I'm going to watch it when it's free. I'm definitely going to watch it.
That's why I enjoyed it more because of that.
Okay.
I think I was like, oh, no music, sweet. Except, you know, wasn't it like Christina Aguilera, like the singing?
No, she did the song over the end credits.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, she did like a version of Reflection.
Okay.
But she wasn't in the movie.
So yeah, I think that's what it was. I had no emotional attachment.
That was her first number one, fun fact.
It was, yeah. Yeah, so I just didn't care. And so I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I was like, it really is really beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and the acting was really good. And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'll check it out. I'll watch it when it's free or if I make it free.
Right. What else did I steal recently that everyone hated? I feel like there's another movie.
I feel like we didn't talk about this. I watched Stardust.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I hadn't seen it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really great.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
I watched that when it came out.
Yeah, probably when it came out. Yeah.
And I don't think I've watched it since. I should rewatch it.
Yeah, it was cool. That was.
You haven't read it, though, right?
No, I haven't.
You should read the comic.
I didn't realize it was Charles Vess. If I'd realized that, I probably would have read the comic way earlier.
Beautiful.
I love Charles Vess. It was cool to see Daredevil. Charlie Cox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hella old. Who knew?
Yeah.
Right? It looks very. Talk about someone who looks young.
Yeah, really.
One thing everyone has to check out online right now, this is hilarious, talk about things that Disney's remaking that doesn't need to be remade, is Home Alone. Why are they remaking this?
But do you hear who's playing the kid who's Home Alone?
No.
The little fat kid from Jojo Rabbit, his best friend. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which is like, I mean, you saw Jojo Rabbit,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
And that kid stole every scene he was in. So imagine him. I feel like they might do it a little bit differently where he's not as like... they'll probably change it, but if he's not as aware of the damage he's inflicting on these criminals, if he's a bit more, like, bumbling...
Well, they're going to tone it down.
Yeah. They're going to have him be less malicious.
Yeah.
And how funny would it be if Macaulay Culkin plays one of the thieves?
That would be great.
He's not going to do it.
No. But, you know, he's totally against it. Like, did you see what he tweeted?
No.
Oh, my God. So, Macaulay could... go to Macaulay Culkin's Twitter. I think it's just at Macaulay Culkin.
Sure.
First of all, he tweeted, he's like, this is what it would look like if... if I was home alone now, and he's like on the couch, like with like in his underwear, like he's like fat hanging out with like his, he's not very fat, but like with his like hand down his pants and down his underwear. And then later he tweeted, someone made a mask of his face.
I saw you that.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, his face from like the Home Alone poster. Yeah. So it looks like, yeah.
It's so creepy.
I thought that was hilarious. I want one.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's fucking great.
Yeah, so he's taking it mostly in good spirit.
Oh, okay, so he's not against it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, for all we know, that everything I know about Macaulay Culkin leads me to believe that he's now very, very smart in terms of, like, negotiations.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't getting some piece of that Home Alone pie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, but, I mean,
it
like...
It did ruin his life, so...
I mean, in a way, I'd say that my girl ruined his life more because he got stung by bees and died. But or like Richie Rich, or like, I mean, what good Macaulay Culkin movies are there besides the Home Alone movies?
I loved My Girl.
Okay, My Girl. Besides My Girl, like
that's it.
Yeah. There was that movie he did. Was he an Uncle Buck? That was like right before Home Alone.
Yeah. That's also a good movie. But yeah, after that, I don't know.
Hey, Disney Plus presents The Mandalorian, A Star Wars Story, star lead role, The Child. What did you think of Richie Rich? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Totally, me too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
However, I have to bring this up every time I talk about Macaulay Culkin. His band, The Pizza Underground, is fucking great.
Yes.
It's one of the most fun concerts I've ever been to.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him. I'm so mad I didn't do this. I got to the venue a bit early, and he was eating one of the... It was at Bottom of the Hill.
Yeah.
And he's eating... A music venue in San Francisco. And he's eating the burger there. And wearing, like, a big hat that sort of conceals him. And clearly, he doesn't want people coming up and talking to him.
Right.
But I wanted to walk up and be like, excuse me, is the food any good here?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Should have done it. If you see Macaulay Culkin, do that for me. Just eating anywhere.
Eating anywhere.
At his house when he's home alone. Who cares?
He'll take it in stride, I'm sure.
I mean, he's had a better career than Haley Joel Osment.
He's back, though, Haley Joel.
Haley Joel pops up and stuff. Like, he was on Silicon Valley.
Right.
And he was amusing.
Yeah, and he has a podcast, I think. Oh, okay.
The Seventh Sense?
So do we.
Yeah.
He probably has advertising on his.
So yeah. He's probably paying for ads.
Yeah. I guess that could happen someday.
Right.
I think we have ads for Will's other podcast.
Yeah, there's ads on the. Yeah, there's ads that we're in that are featured on other shows. I mean, maybe if you listen to Boo to a Goose every Friday on the Comedio Network, starring Jacob Rubin and Annie Ward, where we break down British slang terms. A new episode went up today. It's about the phrase gutted.
Gutted.
Yeah. Absolutely gutted.
Absolutely gutted.
I do that a lot in the episode, and Annie gets mad. It's funny. Oh.
What else
is happening in the
world of
comics?
What's happening in
the world? Or Star Wars, or...
How about in The Mighty Thor?
Oh, okay.
So they did resume filming.
Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the comic. Okay, cool.
Nah. I don't care about that comment.
Oh, we should talk about the two pieces of bombshell casting news for the next Spider-Man movie.
Are you talking about, who are you talking about?
There's two.
Okay, let's talk about
it. In chronological order.
Yeah.
One, Jamie Foxx, which I was a little dismayed by.
Nah, that's not happening. That's just a rumor.
No, I think that's confirmed.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. No, it's unreal. I mean, hey, look
so
it up.
Bad, though.
Right, but here's the thing. The casting news that came out after that.
What, Vincent D'Onofrio?
What?
Oh, Vincent D'Onofrio wants to come back to play Kingpin as well.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That'd be so cool.
That'd be so good.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So.
I don't.
Just to, like, meld all those worlds together, I think they're going to do that.
Well, which leads to the casting news that I was going to say, which is Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange.
Well, he's going to be in Spider-Man?
He's going to be in Spider-Man. This movie comes out
before
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Which is directed by Sam Raimi.
This is Spider-Man?
This is Spider-Man.
Sony.
This is the next Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland. Oh. It's going to have Doctor Strange in it.
What?
Yeah. So,
okay.
This leads to the theory that Electro, Jamie Foxx, isn't a reboot of Electro with the same actor. It's the Electro from the Andrew Garfield movies.
So it's
the
Sinister Six is going
to,
like... I thought that's what they were going to do next.
That's what Sony was talking about doing. I think they abandoned that plan, and now they're going... And then they did Venom, and now they're doing Morbius. And they're like, we don't need to do a Sinister Six movie. Like, because the Sinister Six without... Because Venom and Morbius as characters can sort of function on their own.
Right.
It remains to be seen how well Morbius is going to do. But they don't really need Spider-Man to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Sinister Six needs a hero.
Right.
And it might as well be Spider-Man. And also, I think that they were talking about doing a Sinister Six movie, and then, like... I don't know. They sort of went in another direction. We got Spider-Verse. We got there's so much more you could do with Spider-Man characters.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. I guess that I don't know how locked in Jamie Foxx is. This is the first I've heard of the Vincent D'Onofrio thing, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Benedict Cumberbatch thing, because he's already MCU aligned and has a character, and it wouldn't be weird. Like, why not? They team up all the time. They're both Ditko creations.
Yeah.
And also Sam Raimi is doing this Doctor Strange movie.
I know.
And so, like, hey, man, who's to say that this isn't a Spider-Verse thing?
It'd be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because I think that I will go on record, and I have been on record, of saying that Jamie Foxx was horribly miscast as Electro.
Yes.
Because Jamie Foxx is this cool, swaggering dude. And Electro, they played as this, like, stumbling nerd.
Right.
Just get a different, like... Jamie Foxx has terrific range as an actor, but I don't think he plays... he can't play ugly people. Sorry, Jamie Foxx.
No.
You're too good looking.
He's too good looking.
But I think that if they say it's the same guy, we just brought him over through multiverse magic.
Right.
Sure, all right. He's already got his powers. We don't need to revisit the origin.
Mm-hmm. But didn't he die? He didn't die in that...
I mean, you know, maybe he burst into a sea of electricity, and that's him transferring realities.
Yeah, it does say Fox's return as Electro in Spider-Man 3 is an opportunity to redeem his previous performance and open the door for others to get a second chance to do the same. So are they going to do a Spider-Verse thing? It must be, right?
I mean, like, I recall seeing Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire say, hey, you know, why not, right? Like,
right.
In terms of that, like... What do we got going on?
I haven't seen Tobey Maguire in a movie in so long.
Last thing I remember seeing him in was Great Gatsby, and that was a long time ago.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. I'm sure he's been in things since. I just haven't been paying attention. but, like, that'd be great if they brought in them, and then if they did a live-action Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They cast some unknown. I'm sure there's some kid who would be great.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it to be somebody famous. Don't do somebody famous.
It has to be someone young.
Yeah.
Yeah. And up and coming.
Yeah.
For Jane Foster, too, which we were talking about before.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. So they're actually using the plot from The Mighty Thor.
Oh, okay.
So where she has cancer.
Oh, no.
I know.
Okay, well, that'll
And
give...
every time she uses Mjolnir, it drains her.
Sure.
Her power.
I think Natalie Portman's some good stuff to work with.
Yeah.
She's a better actress than those movies would lead you to believe.
Oh, I know. Either Thor movies or just in general, like Star Wars and all that. I mean, she has an Academy Award.
For Black Swan, right?
I think so.
I don't know.
Well, she was also nominated, too, for Jack. I believe
that I think she won it for
she
that
won for
yeah
that,
she
yeah.
Natalie Portman's a fantastic actress, but
yeah.
She because she does these big budget, and she was good in the first Thor, and then the
yeah.
second Thor they gave her having
like
her be
nothing.
Like the like no she was like she had the abyss or whatever inside her, right? The like the,
oh,
the
yeah,
red
yeah, yeah.
the red Infinity Stone, I forget
that's
what
so
it is. Reality stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got I should rewatch The Dark World.
You don't need to rewatch it. It's a terrible movie.
I remember really enjoying the ending where they're tumbling through portals to all the different realms and everything.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just we're gonna have to watch all of them in order then. Every single one.
I'm not gonna watch Thor again, the first one.
Why?
Barely anything happens in it.
You just don't know. You gotta start at the beginning with Captain America. Wait, Iron Man. Which one's first? Captain America?
Iron Man came first.
Iron Man came first.
Unless you're talking in terms of real time.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In terms of like the internal movie timeline.
Oh.
Because Captain America takes
yeah.
place the earliest, but Iron Man
no,
was
no,
the
no.
first to come out.
Yeah.
No, wait, yeah.
You gotta watch them all in order.
Right.
Which do you do? Do you do timeline or movie order?
I saw some article a while ago, somebody like had figured out the exact order in which all the films take place, like all the scenes take place, not just
mm-hmm.
the film. So like Thor the Dark World, actually, because many of those scenes take place thousands and thousands of years ago.
You'd start with that one?
Well, you start with that one, but then you have to like chop up the movies and edit them together to make it so
I'm
it all unfolds
doing all
in order.
That. That's too much work.
And that means that you see Iron Man's parents get killed. And then Iron Man.
So somebody has to do that for me.
Yeah.
And then I'll do it. Isn't it like some like it'll take like 2 weeks to watch all of them. How long will it take?
At this point, you could knock it out in a couple days. Like they do those marathons before, right, like right. Whenever a new Avengers movie drops, they have like the marathon where you watch all of them in a row, which to me sounds like
hell.
I mean, like okay. We both love movies.
Yeah, yeah.
How many movies can you watch in one sitting? And I'm not saying like you as many bathroom breaks as you want. Yeah. You can have food as much food as you want, but all you're doing is sitting and watching movies.
Wait, I can't go to the bathroom?
No, you can go to the bathroom. You have unlimited reign to like
12 hours.
12 hours.
I can do that.
Okay, yeah. I think I would top out at like 8, maybe 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
because I've watched all of the Lord of the Rings, like the extended editions.
Sure.
Back to back.
That that's 12 I feel hours. Like I feel like that. Yeah, well, because that's essentially one narrative. Whereas if you're doing the Marvel movies, they're all broken up by like, oh, now it's a different director. So it's a little bit...
I've also done it with a bunch of horror movies as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think I could do Lord of the Rings Extended. I'd have to have a bunch of weed.
yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And like thematically appropriate food.
Yeah. Like giant chicken wings.
Yeah, Lembas bread. Just the menu from Denny's from where they did that Hobbit menu.
They did a Hobbit menu?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could, I mean, there's like, you can find screenshots of it. You can find like, yeah, but they had like Hobbit inspired breakfast. They weren't that different from the, it was, I think they did
it was
a lot
like
more
the
like.
Grand Slam, but with like a piece of bread.
Something like that, yeah. Because Hobbits are all about breakfast, so it totally makes sense of all the tie-ins to do.
Pancakes just shaped in a square.
No, it's shaped like the One Ring. It's got the Elvish script around it.
Of course.
Yeah. I recall that they did stuff, like, for some reason, I recall, like, autumnal flavors. Like, it had, like, apple and pumpkin and maple and whatnot.
Gross.
What, you don't like, what, pancakes?
I love pancakes. I don't like flavored pancakes.
You don't dig on apple cinnamon pancakes?
Nah. I don't like fake apple.
Oh, I love apple cinnamon everything. Mm. Oh, my God.
Like apple cinnamon, what's the...
Cheerios?
Apple Jacks?
Oh, like yeah, Apple Jacks, yeah.
They're so, like, pink. They're weird. I don't know.
Not all of them. Oh, yeah, most of them are pink.
Yeah, they're
some,
pink.
A lot of them, many of them are green. Roughly a third of them.
That's true.
I miss Apple Jacks.
Oh. You could buy them, you know.
Yeah, I could just go buy them. Like, it's not like...
You're an adult.
It's not like COVID has, like, taken them away.
Oh, my God. Other sad news. Dune is also delayed till next year. It was supposed to come out, I believe, in December.
Yeah, they just dropped the trailer.
They just dropped, like, the
not
awesome
the teaser.
Trailer. No,
the trailer.
Full trailer.
Yeah.
Very disappointed. You know how many people coming in just to buy Dune next door?
Sure.
Yeah.
It was on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah.
I checked this week for some reason, and it was like number 7 or something in fiction.
People are like, shit, I gotta reread that 1,000-page novel in just a few months. No, I guess we have more time.
You got time. Does that mean more people are gonna buy it? Yeah. Yeah.
I guess so. There's even articles about like, what spice and how do I obtain it?
Hey, Disney Plus presents The Mandalorian, A Star Wars Story, featuring The Mandalorian.
The child?
The child.
Right.
What's your opinion on the Dune getting pushed back? Oh, he's not a fan.
No.
He's happy.
He's happy.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't like Dune.
More time to watch Mandalorian.
He's still talking.
Oh, whoops. I took him away. I took away his mic privileges.
I think he does like Dune.
Mandalorian
Maybe
comes
he
back.
Likes the spice.
It must flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's what's in that cup.
It looks like spice. It does.
Yeah.
Are his eyes turning blue yet? No? He's not addicted then. It's okay.
I remember I watched, they did like a sci-fi miniseries that was
adapted. That was actually
Dune, right?
A good miniseries.
Yeah.
Better than the really bad Lynch movie.
All I remember is when they put his hand in the box and he has to stand there while his flesh burns off.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's in the trailer for the new movie. And I was like, ah, good. The one thing I remember is back.
Have you read Dune?
No.
Oh, just read it.
Yeah, I should. I'm sure it is really good. It just, I don't know, it seems so
Don't
heavy.
Read any of the sequels, though.
Okay, sure.
Just the main one.
Yeah, I haven't read a novel in a while.
Well, got plenty of time.
Yeah.
And The Mandalorian also starts.
Yeah, in a few weeks.
In October 27th.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Just a few days before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So, The Child.
The Child.
Disney's.
What do you think?
Okay.
That's very ambiguous.
I mean, I know he's locked down in a contract.
Right, yeah.
Really can't tell us.
You know,
or
there's rules about... I think they established it.
They established.
A he.
Established. Yeah. Okay.
We don't see Dong in the show, but...
I'm just going to say they, just to be politically correct.
Yeah,
they can't tell us anything. Those NDAs are very strict.
Yeah.
But we all are very excited about your new show.
God, it'd be so funny if it turned out it was a girl.
Oh my God.
Because, I mean, we've seen a female of the species.
Oh, yeah.
Yaddle in episode one.
Yaddle in episode
She even has dialogue.
One. She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone loves to bring up that Yaddle.
Yeah. Because it was, like, distracting. But,
it was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Why was her name Yaddle?
I don't know.
That's such a bad name. Got that right.
I think every.
So terrible.
Yeah. Every Yoda. Every one of Yoda's species has to have a. Starts with Y and has a D somewhere in it.
The child. What is your name? Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Frederick it is.
It did not begin with a Y.
I wonder, is Mando going to name him in season two? Is he just going to call him the child or the kid or the thing or whatever?
The kid.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll see. I guess we're going to find out.
The boy.
How many days?
Yeah.
26 days.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm bad at math. All right.
Do we have any more comics to talk about? I feel like I read at least one more thing this week.
I don't know.
Actually, I do want to talk about, I read this when I was having my lunch today. Where is it? Oh no, it's a random issue of, there it is, Justice League of America. Yeah. So I just want to roast on this comic a little bit because I thought it was ridiculous. I know I was away from the microphone for that part. Justice League of America, number 137 from 1976. This comic is the final part of one of their multiverse crossovers.
God.
One of their big JLA-JSA crossovers. But this time they bring in Earth-S as well. So you got like the Marvel family and Ibis the Invincible. And this cover, this is the first fight between Superman and Captain Marvel,
really?
A.k.a. Shazam. Yeah.
Ever?
This is at the Captain... Well, since... Because only shortly beforehand did Captain Marvel joined the DC Universe.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
so, because, yeah, this is 1976, so it was, like,
yeah.
shortly...
Mm-hmm. A few years before that, 5 years before that, yeah.
Yeah, so this is it. It says right on the cover, the encounter you've been waiting for, the Big Red Cheese meets the Big Red S. They establish on the cover
cheese.
That Red Kryptonite has turned Superman into a killer, and the only person who can find him is Captain Marvel. So, as they're about to come... So, he's got this... He's under the influence of Red Kryptonite. Everybody knows it. As they're about to fight, they're flying toward each other. Captain Marvel yells, Shazam! They both get struck by the lightning. He turns back into Billy Batson. Superman goes, huh? Oh, hey, a kid, flies down and saves him. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I figured that by hitting you with the magic lightning, it would shake off the effects of the Red Kryptonite. Not a single fight punch happens. It's just they fly at each other, and before they collide, Shazam, fight over.
Oh, he tricked him.
Wouldn't you be... I was reading this comic. Most of the comic is, like, the Flashes teaming up and fighting something, and the Green Lanterns teaming up and fighting something, and Johnny Thunder shows up. Then they all show up to fight the bad guy, King Kull, at the end, and that's when he takes control of Superman. I'm like, all right, this is what I'm here for. This is what was advertised on the fucking cover.
Right.
No fight scene, and then, I shit you not, he falls out of the sky, explains everything that happened. Suddenly, King Kull, the villain, is in chains, and everyone's like, all right, mission over, let's go home.
How did they capture King Kull?
I bet that they explained that earlier. I sort of skimmed through because I was like, I want to
see the fight.
I want to see the fucking fight scene.
No.
And we get nothing. So, Justice League of America, number 137 from December 1976, is a do not buy for me. If you see it on newsstands, do not purchase it.
Do not purchase it. Ever. Did you read anything else around here while you were?
No, I didn't have time.
Break. No, Executioner's Song,
no.
Number 296.
Oh, hey, but I have been reading up on Venom and Spawn, because now we have a bunch of Venom and Spawn stuff.
Oh, yeah, we do. If you were missing any Venom or Spawn in your collection, we have all of it.
A guy came by and sold us his collection. We have, Venom was a star of a whole bunch of miniseries in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
We
Everything.
Have all of them.
He was literally in every miniseries ever.
Yeah, and this guy had a complete run of Spawn, including a complete run, nearly complete run of Spawn, including a complete run of Sam and Twitch. He's got the comics that came with the Spawn action figures, okay. All but one annoyingly.
All the promotionals.
Although, we need to finish going through those boxes.
Yeah,
we might
have it.
We might have all of them.
So if you wanted any promotional comics of Spawn, we have them.
I remember, I didn't know anything about Spawn, and I got that toy when I was a kid, and I read the comic over and over, and I was like, this character seems so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was.
Yeah. Oh, also, X of Swords has begun. I started reading it.
I
plan to go over it on the podcast at some point.
It's called Ten of Swords, which is so stupid.
It's not X of Swords?
No, it's called Ten of Swords because there's 10 swords. In the same way that House of X, Powers of Ten. This is Ten of Swords
right.
because there's
I'm
10 swords.
I'm going to continue to call it X of Swords because I think it sounds better.
That's what everyone should call it because it's an X-Men book.
Yeah.
And I You know, it's like, remember when Sixus was a thing?
Yeah, Axis, yeah. Six. We were just talking, somebody wanted that recently.
They called it Sixus?
No, they called it Axis, but it just makes, it, I don't know, every time I think of Axis, I think of Access Hollywood.
Oh, sure. Well, it's because it's Red Skull, right? He's the main villain, Axis of Evil, Nazis, get it. But like, Access Hollywood, Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody...
Billy Bush.
Exactly. Yeah. How does he still have a job?
He doesn't. He got fired.
No, he has his job back.
At Access Hollywood?
Yes.
Okay, I guess it was a long time ago.
He's forgiven.
Yeah.
He
didn't do anything that wasn't befitting someone of his status.
Oh my God.
That's exactly...
I feel so bad for every woman that has to work with him.
Yeah. Especially now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, so gross. Anyways... also, somebody came in looking for Black Vortex, another failure of Marvel's recent, like, giant events.
Oh, I didn't even know about that one.
Guardians of the Galaxy versus the X-Men.
Oh, I do know about that one. Yeah. And then with Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde caught in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. And guess what? Marvel doesn't even print that book anymore because it was such a shitty seller. I felt really bad for the girl who wanted that. She's like, oh, I was just trying to collect all the comics. I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's over. Yeah, you're going to have
to go on
eBay for that. And they must have put it in trades.
No, that's what I mean. They don't even print the trades.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how bad it is.
Oh, but they print it in once in trades.
Once.
Yeah, and then that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Yeah. They can't all be winners.
Nope. So, yeah, we'll talk about X and... Powers of Ten.
Yeah, Ten.
Swords,
we'll talk about the swords. X-Men swords. Yeah.
X-Men.
Which is, honestly, I'm sure it's a ploy to sell toys. Because now she's
got... Do you think they have toys?
I mean, they should.
I haven't seen any toys.
It's accessories. You look at the promotional material. It's just the action. It's the characters in their classic current costumes.
I'll tell you what. They miss an opportunity on selling tarot cards because that's what's in the book.
Yeah.
Where's these tarot cards? I might even purchase them.
I would personally love a set of X-Men tarot cards.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Because there's... I mean, you got all the suits with all the characters and all the suits. Every card could be a different character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Totally missed opportunity, guys.
Yeah.
I would have bought that. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You
done goofed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, my God. The cup suit could have been all the Brotherhood members.
Yeah.
The swords could have been the X-Men.
And the very first issue. I have read part of the issue.
The pentacles could have been the magic people.
I think that's what it is.
Oh.
Well, Emma is reading the tarot cards and flipping, and then she's like reading the future of like what's going to happen.
Wait, isn't there a member of the Hellions named Tarot?
Yes.
Who, like, had magic cards that did stuff?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I believe
so. They're probably not in this at all.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Why, when you could feature more of Boy?
Is he in that?
Probably. He's probably got a sword made of eyeballs.
He's still your favorite character.
I just think his design is the only cool thing about him. He's like, I can see anything. Oh, really? Can you see how whack you are?
What if the sword made of eyeballs would be a painful...
Yeah.
Like whacking people. Ow!
Well, remember that Power Rangers villain eye guy who was just a pile of eyes?
Yeah.
I had a toy of him.
There's also... Oh, I started watching a show, Channel Zero.
Okay.
On Shudder. And there's a guy made of teeth.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, it's making me creeped out just thinking about it.
Grody.
Yeah. I think that would also be painful.
Yeah. If you were made of teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a very good villain.
Remember the guy in Buffy who was made of maggots?
Ew.
Yeah.
But he could, like, get under things and stuff. Like, at least that wouldn't be painful. Well, I guess if you step on him, it's painful.
Yeah. It's like a guy made of Legos. Don't step on him.
And now we still haven't gotten through an episode without talking about Buffy.
Yep. That's really what this should... We should start putting Buffy in, like, the tags for this podcast. So people
look
for... Oh, okay, great.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Every
episode.
Show.
Yeah.
What do you think about Star Wars... Features the Mandalorian. I can't do it like that.
What do you think about this? Disney Plus presents a Disney Plus presentation, The Mandalorian, a Star Wars story featuring the Mandalorian. Who plays him?
The child?
No, who plays the Mandalorian?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, he's like famous.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, well, now he is.
Yeah. No, he was in, he was the guy who had his, he was Oberyn Martell in Game of Thrones.
He was?
Yeah. And he was on a lot of people's shortlist to play Doctor Strange. I would love to see him as Doctor Strange.
Oh.
But anyway, the child, what do you think?
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, yeah.
I guess that's what he thought. He's mad at me for not knowing Pedro Pascal's name.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. I was going to call him. I kept thinking Oscar Isaacs.
Oh. Is that why you thought he was famous?
Maybe.
Because when I first saw that he was playing the Mandalorian, I was like, I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew who he was. I mean, he just was on... Did you watch Community?
No. Well, yes.
They did a table read of an episode from season 5.
Right.
And he played a character who originally was played by Walton Goggins, who is fantastic.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get Walton Goggins. They got the entire cast.
Oh, that was him playing that?
Yeah.
The table read? Oh.
Yeah. And they made a Mandalorian joke early on. I don't remember.
Yeah. That was really funny, that table read.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When they're bequeathing Pierce's sperm to everybody. Yeah. Watch Community, watch the table read. They did it to raise money for something that gives water to people.
Probably.
A clean water charity.
That sounds right.
Or maybe that was the Scott Pilgrim one. I watched them both in close
succession. Oh, I didn't watch the Scott Pilgrim one yet.
It's good.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim video game is coming back out, too.
Yes!
Yay!
That's awesome. I think it's going to have online play.
It is, yeah. And it's going to be on, like, a bunch of different platforms, mm-hmm. so everyone can get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Also, Boys season 2 started.
Yep.
It's also great. You just started watching season 1.
I just started. I'm two episodes. I'm 2 episodes in, and I think it's great.
There's just one thing I'll say. There's something with the Deep, who's in season 2, and
he's already a huge creep. So
yeah, he's such a creep. And then I don't know, he kind of redeems himself a little bit.
I heard they're talking about giving the 7 their own show.
What?
Yeah, like they want to do a spinoff because the Boys are so successful. They want to do a spinoff, and they're like, all right, well, we can do one about the 7. I don't know. I haven't seen season 2 yet, so I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of like their show already.
Are they this prominently featured in the comics? I feel like the comics are way more about the Boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped reading it after, like,
episode
10 issues.
Oh, okay. I remember that by the beginning of the comic, we knew who all 5 boys were.
Right.
And now I'm 2 episodes in, and there's only 3. I feel like they sparse them out so they can talk more. They can still do stuff with Starlight and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they talk about all of them.
They do. I know they all show up.
Yeah.
And they, but, like, they're sort of introducing us gradually because this world is already kind of...
I mean, I do know that the show is much better than the comic.
Right. That's what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to change, like, history and stuff around, too, because, you know, Garth Ennis just takes it too far.
Yeah.
In the comic. So they probably feature more of the superhero stuff a little bit more.
This is one superhero plot. It's the subplot of book 2, and it is so gross and weird that there's no way it would be on the show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm not going to talk about it on air.
Okay.
But go read The Boys book 2.
Are you talking about the dolphin thing?
No, I'm talking about the...
The baby plot?
No.
Oh.
I don't know how 9/11? I
can... 9/11?
No.
Oh.
Jesus. So you've read a lot of this.
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay. You said 10 issues.
Maybe I read more.
Yeah. I'll explain...
But that happened all in the first 10 issues.
Yeah. It's probably in the first omnibus, but the second, like, skinny trade they were making.
Okay.
Or maybe it's not, but I know it's early on. Anyway...
Very ambiguous.
Tweet me and I'll tell you. I don't know the name of the character.
Just like Baby Yoda.
Yeah. And we can't call him that.
Oh, sorry!
Oh, my God! We have to end the show. Thank you for listening to this Game is Comics podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
I just look at that on you.
Bye!